Pope Francis met on Friday with the President of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz. He spoke with us after the meeting about his thoughts on immigration in light of the Holy Father's response to the recent tragedy in Lampedusa.
President Schulz, what are your personal impressions of the first 7 months of this non-European Pope?
I think I'm not the only one in Europe who is deeply impressed by the first 7 months. That's a very open-minded Pope, strongly committed to openness. I think also to a direct dialogue between himself and believers, non-believers, citizens. I heard just in the morning a very nice commentary of an ambassador to the Holy See here who told me this is a Pope speaking Twitter-like and capable to pass messages in a way perceivable even for ordinary citizens. This is an enormous progress, so I'm deeply impressed.
After the tragedy in Lampedusa, the Pope talked about a disgrace. What can the Europe do to stop this kind of tragedy happening again?
Yeah, I share the view that for the richest part of the world, it is a shame that people just some meters in front of our borders, of our coasts, die. So what the European Union must do, and the member states of the Union especially, is to reform our whole system of immigration. We have the Dublin II Convention, which is covering exclusively political asylum, but temporary protection for refugees from civil war regions, from regions of natural disasters, or even a system of legal immigration is missing in Europe. And therefore, with really delay of 2 decades, I'm now a member of the European Parliament since 1994. In 94, we discussed the same items we discussed today. If I take my press releases from 95 about the cases here in Italy, in 97, I think, or 98, Badoleto, Soverato, you remember perhaps these cases. If I take the press releases and I replace the date from this time with the date of today, the content is the same. So we must become faster in finding solutions for temporary protection, and we need a system of legal immigration to fight against illegal immigration.
What contribution do you think Christians in Europe can offer at this time of social and economic crisis?
I think what Christians can offer is described by the messages of the Pope in the first 7 months. We need more employment. We need more social justice. Europe, for example, is the richest part of the world, but with a very poor distribution of our wealth within the European Union and via the European Union in the world. Mutual respect, more solidarity by more international cooperation. I'm not speaking exclusively about aid, direct aid, but more and fair trade with other parts of the world, more openness and a more logic policy of the member states who, for example, send foreign affairs ministers to honor revolutions, for example, in northern Africa, and then they get back to their respective capitals and cut, together with their finance ministers, the necessary means for development. Christians should pass the message such a contradiction is not very credible, therefore to insist on to governments, to international institutions, that they stick to what they promise to citizens, to bring promises and real actions nearer together, to fill the gap between what we promise and what we keep. This is the best way Christians should make pressure on public institutions, but perhaps also on their own institution. And therefore, I think what the Pope said, his messages during the first period of his term is encouraging, I think, for Christians.
Why have you invited Pope Francis to speak at a plenary session of the European Parliament?
Today it is the 25th anniversary of the address of John Paul II to the European Parliament, 11th of October, 88. Today it is the 61st anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council. So we are living in changing times. 62 were changing times. 88 really were changing times. It was 1 year before the fall of the Iron Wall. So we are living in a globalized world in which the European Union should play a role for more justice, more cooperation. The European Union should be a tool to create a more just and fair world. And the place where this is discussed is the European Parliament. And the Holy See is a place, and the Pope, a person, which has an enormous impact on the worldwide debate about the change we need. And therefore, a man with such a high impact and importance should address the place where the debate about the role of Europe in the world is discussed. And that's the reason why I try to convince him to address the European Parliament.